Last Saturday, the 11th of March, marked 3 years since WHO first described the global outbreak of COVID-19 as a pandemic. That was a significant moment that caught the world's attention. However, from WHO's perspective, the far more significant moment was 6 weeks earlier, on the 30th of January 2020, when I declared a public health emergency of international concern. It may not sound as dramatic or as severe as pandemic, but a public health emergency of international concern is the highest level of alarm that WHO can sound under international law. We declared a global health emergency to spur countries to take decisive action, but not all countries did. 3 years later, there are almost 7 million reported deaths from COVID-19, although we know that the actual number of deaths is much higher. We're certainly in a much better position now than we have been at any time during the pandemic. I'm confident that this year we will be able to say that COVID-19 is over as a public health emergency of international concern. We're not there yet. Last week, there were still more than 5,000 reported deaths. That's 5,000 too many for a disease that can be prevented and treated.